Hi, this is Vivi from Lefkosha, Cyprus, and you're listening to Everybody ESL.
Welcome to episode 41 of Everybody ESL, the podcast for everybody who wants to improve their English, practice their English, or just learn more English. My name is Ben, and on today's mini-episode, I'm going to tell you about one interesting English expression. The Everybody ESL podcast can be found in the Apple iTunes Store, on the Stitcher app, on TuneIn Radio, and wherever you find your podcasts. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for me, please send an email to everybodyesl@gmail.com. Okay, let's get on with this episode. Today's expression is crickets. Crickets. C-R-I-C-K-E-T-S. That might not sound like a whole expression. It's really just one word. But we use it in an interesting way. Now, first of all, do you know what crickets are? Crickets are little insects that make a loud noise by rubbing their wings together. So what do we mean when we say crickets, or what kind of situation do we use that expression in? We use crickets when we get no response or no reaction to something. For instance, let's say you send an important email to somebody, and you are waiting for their response, but they never write back. They never respond to you at all. You could say, "Well, I sent the email, but all I heard was crickets." Or let's say you are at work and you are in a meeting and you make a suggestion. And instead of responding to the suggestion and saying whether they think it's a good idea or a bad idea, or giving their opinion about it, no one says anything. The room is quiet. You could say, "Well, I spoke up during the meeting, I made my suggestion, but all I heard was crickets." So why do we use crickets this way? Why do we use it to mean no response, no reaction, no answer? It's because when we think of a quiet scene, maybe a peaceful neighborhood or farm at night, with nobody around, nobody talking, nobody driving, nobody doing anything. The only thing we can hear in that quiet scene is the chirping of crickets. So we use crickets to mean everything is quiet and peaceful and nobody's doing anything. Nobody is around. Nobody's talking or doing anything. We can't even see any people. All we hear are crickets. It's only the sound of crickets. So sometimes when we fail to get a response, when no one answers us and no one reacts to what we say, we can refer to that as crickets. Well, that's this episode's interesting English expression. And that's the end of episode 41 of Everybody ESL. Remember, if you have any questions about English, or comments or suggestions for the podcast, or if you would like to record the introduction to the podcast the same way you heard Vivi's voice at the beginning of this episode, send an email to everybodyesl@gmail.com. I'll be back soon with another episode. And until then, keep going, keep practicing, and keep learning. Goodbye. I'll see you soon.